Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Vi Elu Hein HaPsulim. Here's a list of people that are possible both to be a judge and to be a witness. HaMasachik Bekuvya. Masachik means to play. Schoik, laughter. It's usually used to describe laughter in a negative way. There's Simcha, that's Kiddusha, and then there's Schoik Vekalis Roish, lightheadedness. Schoik is the kind of laughter that leads to lightheadedness. So HaMasachik Bekuvya. He plays dice for money. So basically, he's a gambler. And someone who gambles is possible as a judge or as a witness. Why? So the Batanura explains from the Gemara, because they're not misasek b'yeshuvai shel oilam. They don't provide any benefit to society. What are you doing to help other people? What are we supposed to be doing with our day? If you're zaycha, you're learning Torah. You're doing chesed. And even if you're out there earning a living, you're also doing chesed. You're doing business, or you're creating something, or you're providing a service. So whatever you're doing, you're part of what makes the world work. Whether you have a factory that makes hammers, or you're a carpenter that builds svarim shanks, you're part of it. The whole world is a puzzle, and everyone does their thing. Who's an exception to this? Someone who gambles. A gambler, he doesn't do any of these things. He's not oisik b'yeshuvah shel olam. And a person who lives such an empty life, he doesn't have Yerushalayim. We can't trust him to be a dayan or an aid. Vaitra zakta mishnah v'hamalva, someone who loans money beribis. And this, says about Tanura, refers both to the malva, the lender, as well as the loiva, as well as the borrower. Because both are oiver aloisasei, whether you lend money or borrow money on interest. Now, let's understand something. Midoraisa, a person, becomes possible to be a dayan or an aid if he was over any Avera, where the punishment is Misa, Karis, or Malkus, and he is also possible to be an aid if he took money that is Aser to him. Taking money that is Aser to you passels you from being a Dayan or an aid, even if there's no Misa, Karis, or Malkus. See, once someone violates the Halacha because he wants to gain money, oh, that means that for money you're willing to do things which are Shaloika Halacha. So how do we know that for money you're not lying? So BMS, if someone's, let's say, over an Isser D'Raisa when it comes to money, it becomes possible automatically. And it's possible Midraisa. If someone is over, let's say, an Isser D'Rabona when it comes to money, Midrabona, you're not allowed to take that money. He becomes possible to be a dayan or an aid Midrabona. The Batanura says that if someone's over a D'Raisa, it becomes possible automatically. If someone's over a D'Rabona, in order for him to become possible, they have to announce it and publicize it. Okay, so far we have two in our list that are possible both to be a dayan and an aid. One is the person that gambles, the other is someone that lends money on ribbis, and we understand that also means borrowing money on ribbis. Vaitra says the Mishnah, umafriche yoinim. So the two pshatim of the Batanura. One pshat is he's also a gambler, and they have this pigeon race, and he bets money that his pigeon is going to finish first. Or he trains pigeons to go out and bring other pigeons back to his place. That's not mamish gezel, but it's considered gezel in Neidar Kisholim. There's an understanding you don't do that. Vaitra says the mission of a Seichere Shvias. The Torah tells us that when it comes to Shemitah, the payers are yours to eat. To eat, but not to do business. La achla v'loy l'schayda. So you're not allowed to sell the Shemitah food, Shemitah crops. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, Batchila, at first, originally, Hayakarin Aysan, Chazal called them Oisvei Shvias. Oisv means to gather, like via Safta, the Ganecha. Or an Asifa means a meeting. In other words, they passed anyone who even gathered a lot of things that grew, even if they didn't sell it. If they didn't sell it, what's the problem? The problem is, what does the Torah want us to do on Shemitah? The Torah wants that fields in Eretz Yisrael should be left open so anyone can come in and take the fruit. Now, if you own a field, it's mutter for you to take into your house whatever you need to eat for the next few days, but not to store large amounts. So anyone who stores too much is over this halacha. However, Mishrabu Hanasin, what happened was, there were these tax collectors. Officially, they represented the king. And they demanded a certain amount of tefuah every single year. And the people had no choice. They had to set aside this amount for when they come. They didn't do it for themselves. So Chazur l'kreisan sachar eshvius. So they said, okay, just by gathering, that doesn't make you possible to be an aid or a dayan. They possible only someone who actually sold his parish shvius. Zakta Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai. When do the people who gamble become possible aides? Bizman she'ein lehem umanus elehi. If they have no other way of making a parnasa, they have no other occupation other than their gambling. Avul yeshlehen umanus, if they have another craft, shalohi, besides for their unfortunate gambling habit, then ksherin their kasher. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the following people are possible both to be a judge and to be a witness. A masachik bekuvia, that's basically someone who gambles with dice. Malva beribis, someone who lends, or for that matter, borrows money on interest. We explained. Anyone that's over in Aveira, where for that Aveira one would be Chayiv Misa, Karis, or Malkus, becomes possible. If he took money that is asset to him, he becomes possible. Once he shows us that he's for sale, so to speak, that for money he's going to be over halacha, how can we trust his edus? How can we trust his judgment? Who knows who's paying him what? We explained that if he takes money, shaloi ka halacha min hatari, becomes possible automatically. If he takes money, shaloi ka halacha min rabbanan, they have to officially announce that he's possible. We also said someone that bets on pigeon races, or according to some shitas, he trains pigeons to bring in other pigeons. So he violates accepted norms, even though it's not real gezel. But there was an understanding, you don't do it, it shouldn't lead to machloikis. Tanakama told us people that do business with Perish Shemitah. All these people are possible, both to be a judge and to be an aid. Reb Shimon said, L'chatchila, we said, not only for selling Perish Shemitah, but even for gathering it. Not supposed to gather it, supposed to leave it on the fields. You're just taking a little bit what you need for the next few days. However, when they had to gather it because they had no choice, so it was ready for the tax collectors, so they returned to the halacha that only selling Perish Shvius would invalidate someone, not simply for gathering it. By the way, if someone does an Aveira, where for that Aveira he's Mechuyev Malkus, and Itaka gets Malkus, then he's kosher again. He already did tshuva. Originally, he's called a Rasha. But afterwards, it says, V'nikla achicha li'aynecha. Your Torah is very concerned. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze, give him only 40 Malkus, don't add lo yosef. From here we learn that if someone hits somebody and he's not a Shliach Bezdin, or even the Shliach Bezdin that adds on, he's over a lav. And the Pasuk says, V'nikla achicha li'aynecha. So we see once he gets Malkus, he's already called achicha, your brother. So from here we learn, explains the Batanura, that once he gets Malkus, he's already kosher la'edus. Now, what if we know that someone took money, shaloi kahalacha? Is there any way he can become kosher again? And the answer is, if he returns the money, and we know that he made a geder for himself, he instituted in his own life changes to prevent him from sinning again, then he's good to go. Then once again, he can be a dayan, he can be an aid. If he's playing dice, if he's mesachik bekuvia, he has to break the dice. He has to be mekabel upon himself that he's not playing with this. Even if he says he's just playing, he's not doing it for money, that's not good enough. He has to totally commit himself to a new kind of life. But if he does, tshuva helps for everything.